Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us this morning? Okay.
Whoops, probably should
do
that.
There you go.
All right. Yeah. Hello? We are going to get back into this Chris Paul thing in a little bit here because they finally got him a punishment. We talked about it a little bit earlier. We got punishment for the fans. But I want to start with this. Richard Sherman and Amazon are reportedly deep in talks about a broadcasting role here. So it says if all-pro quarterback Richard Sherman is in shape for a possible NFL opportunity. But as of now, all eyes are on his broadcasting future. And, of course, Amazon has the big deal with the NFL now. And they're looking to spend some money. They already have spent money on a bunch of different people here. They got Kirk Herbstreit to jump in with them. Al Michaels is going to do stuff with them. Tony Gonzalez is working with them. So
you want to be on that team?
A lot of money going around these days, huh?
That's a good team to jump on right there for those guys. They're going to be doing a lot.
All right, we got a new movie getting set to be made here. A new 30 for 30. It'll be called ESPN's 30 for 30 Survive in Advance. It'll be the story of Jim Valvano. And did you see who is going to play him?
No.
Ray Romano.
Wow.
From Everybody Loves Raymond.
Wow. Yeah.
You a fan of that show?
No. Wasn't a big fan.
No, me either.
He seems nice, though.
He's not a bad guy.
I always see him playing that celebrity Pebble Beach golf tournament. Yeah. He gets invited. No.
Everybody loves Raymond except for us. Yeah.
No.
All right. So back to this Chris Paul thing. So the fans that got that hugged the mom on the way out there apparently are going to be banned from the arena where the Mavericks play, but the ban will be lifted in 2023. So they're banned for the rest of the year, which is like a 6 or 7 month ban here.
Can you imagine you got playoff tickets and you can't go now?
Right.
Do you imagine not getting banned for life?
Yeah, I would just assume at that point that they would have banned that person or family for life, yeah.
Wow.
And they got one more game at home, so you're not going to go see that no matter what. And if they advance, you're not going to the Western Conference Finals.
Boy, I can't believe that series in bigger picture is tied. Crazy.
All right into the gutter we go here. New Era, the hat company?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big fan of their stuff here. Their CEO, his name is Christopher, is it Koch? K-O-C-H? What?
Sounds right.
Koch?
Couch? Koch?
God, how you would pronounce it? I don't
God,
know.
You even said we're going to go in the gutter. We went right in the gutter.
He's trying to bait me. He's trying so hard to bait me.
I get it.
He did that stupid guy acting. Right. He tried to bait me to say.
How do you say it, Joe? Is it Koch?
So Christopher Koch, New Era Caps CEO, is accused of trying to run over his girlfriend's ex-husband in a crazy dispute outside of a Buffalo restaurant on Saturday night.
I hope it wasn't the Anchor Bar.
No.
Yeah. Bad pub. Yeah.
Wow, that's...
Says the incident began after Koch's girlfriend's ex, got into a dispute with Koch in a parking lot. It's too much Koch in there.
Too much, too many, way too
way
many
too
Koch.
Much Koch.
Way too many around here. There's no question. A bunch of 2-year-olds.
That's why there was a fight. There's too much Koch.
Can't get too many Koches together.
So Koch drove his car at this guy, attempted to hit him with it.
Oh.
Seems like he missed, but says the guy suffered a hand injury trying to jump out of the way of the car.
A hand injury?
Koch was charged with one count of first-degree reckless endangerment, a felony. Was arraigned in Buffalo City Court.
What's that last name again?
Says if he's convicted on the charge, Koch could be facing up to 7 years behind bars.
Ooh, man.
It's a long time, Koch.
I hope that's a lot of Koch. 7 years?
Poor Koch.
Did you say poor Koch?
I'm afraid I'm going to say
no,
it.
I mean, just think about
it. I'm scared to death now because you guys got it. And I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to get kicked off
say
or
what?
Suspended.
Couch? What are you worried about saying?
What's going to happen to that guy in jail? 7 years if he gets 7 years?
Right.
Yeah. Childish show. Keep going.
All right. I actually have two nice stories to.
Good. Great. Thanks.
To finish us off here.
Yeah.
90,000 pounds of food were left over from the Formula One Miami Grand Prix. That is crazy.
What?
This is from CBS4 here down in Miami. 90,000 pounds of food. And Joe didn't even attend the event.
There would have been 89,000 pounds of food left.
But here's the nice part of the story. Food Rescue USA of South Florida, along with 80 volunteers from one of the race sponsors, Auto Nation, is packing, wrapping, loading, and shipping all the leftovers to people that need it down here in South Florida.
All right,
I was hoping that was going to be a nice
ending.
Right,
yeah, thank God.
Yeah. It's good.
So it's going to be sent to people that need it down here, which is very nice. But
some fancy food.
That wasn't your normal food either, by the way.
Right, some fancy food.
Yeah,
right?
It was good stuff.
Yeah,
90,000 pounds though.
That's a lot of leftovers.
Man, good Lord.
Mm.
A lot of leftovers.
I thought the last two were nice stories, but this one not so nice. What do you want to go? You want to go good or bad first? We have one good, one bad.
I don't care, Woody. Whatever you, it's your time.
All right, let's go with this one here. A woman is accused of stealing $200,000 worth of watches from a man she met at a club.
Is this the good or the bad one?
It's good for the woman.
Did he take her back home to...
You know this story.
This is the same story,
A
Joe.
Late night pickup at a club
right.
cost a Miami man dearly after some pricey watches were taken from him. According to police, the man said he left a nightclub with a woman and brought her to his apartment on the 36th floor of his high-rise building. And that's that, ladies and gentlemen. He then fell asleep and woke up and realized she was gone, as well as his pricey watch is worth over $200,000.
Yeah, it's a lot of nice watches.
We've had that story. By the
way, it happens in a hotel room, though.
Not the first and won't be the
last
of either getting drugged up or passing out when they get back to your place and getting cleaned out.
Still not as good as the Le'Veon Bell one.
No, that's the best of all time.
What were their names? I don't know.
I don't know what they look like.
I
don't
know.
They were naked.
Right.
How many were there? Two in my bed.
Right. Okay, good description.
We have seen these stories a lot, though.
By the way, never
here.
Found those girls either.
Of course not. Why would you find them?
By the way.
She had no idea what they looked like.
It was one of the dumbest things.
Right.
What would make you just met these women, decide you're going to go work out and come, told them, don't leave. I'll be back. For a second round.
Yeah, I'll be back
later
in a couple
on.
Hours. Right. Hang Thank out.
You. Yeah, yeah, we'll wait right here for you. We're in bed.
Make breakfast.
We may grab a sandwich, but outside
of that,
we'll be back.
And chain.
And they left.
Yeah, with his jewelry.
How stupid is this guy?
Also, the guy gave up, what, $880,000 a week that whole season?
Yeah, Le'Veon, that's a...
Right. And then never played again, really. Made a couple teams, really didn't play.
Police offer a recommendation here. It says when you get to know someone or meet them for the first time, they are still considered to be a stranger. So we do not recommend you invite them up to your place or residence.
Well, I mean, that takes half the fun away, though.
Normally, places have a lounge area where people can sit around or talk, and that is what is recommended.
I don't think they were lounging and talking. My guess.
I had a bad experience a long, long time ago, but it's not a good time to
tell.
Were
you drugged and robbed?
No.
That would have taken a weird turn, yeah.
I was single.
Yeah.
Between marriages.
Okay.
Had a terrible
experience. You can't get in trouble, so you're good.
No, you can still get in trouble.
Why? You're in between marriages.
What else you got, Woody?
That's it?
She puked all over the place.
That has nothing to do with stealing watches. All right.
No, it's just a bad experience.
All right, we have a good story here, guys. We go down to Zoo Miami, one of our favorite places.
Love it already.
Bella, a 9-year-old female orangutan, appears to be getting along nicely with the new orangutan, Jiwi, who is a 7-year-old orangutan who was brought in from the Phoenix Zoo in April as part of, quote, an arranged marriage.
Oh.
I think it was arranged by Ron McGill.
I can imagine.
Ron's always got a good feel for his animals.
Oh, yeah.
He knows. He knows love. He know. Yep, this will work.
And you know what the goal is here, obviously, yes, with these two, because they are an endangered species. So if you go to the zoo and you see a little, what do we call it, bangy dangy?
Cage shaking?
Cage shaking's good. Cage shaking's a good
way
to
go.
Trying to
think of a word there. We've been in the gutter for about 18 minutes.
Woody, that's a nice story.
That is a good story.
You go Ron McGill, you're always going to get a nice story and go, oh, I just love Ron McGill. Talks to the animals, knows how to go get some. Hey, want to hook up with one of mine? Yeah. He's good. Talks to them, understands them.
Texter says, just an FYI, Koch is pronounced cook.
What?
I don't think.
It is.
Come on.
No, it's not.
No, it is.
It can be. I mean, it can be pronounced however you want.
Right.
No, but some of it is cook. But it can also be.
Gosh.
It can also be. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Gutter.
It can also be that.
Gutter.
Another texter says those buffalo wings will make you do some crazy bleep, man.
Yeah. I'd like to have some Anchor Bar wings.
You get up there, and that's all you think about.
I want it now.
And they got some really good steak restaurants up there in Buffalo, but it's
you can't go to Buffalo to eat steak, though.
Well, you are if you have a function to go to. Well, I mean, you're not taking sponsors and stuff to eat.
Why not? The Anchor
they don't
Bar?
Eat chicken wings.
It's famous.
We got nice chicken wing places down here. They don't care about the fame. They do seem to taste good, though, when you get there. It's a little bit like the In-N-Out burger thing. Like,
yeah, don't
really not any better than anywhere else. But
really? You're telling me Anchor Bar wings aren't like good when like
no, they're great.
Can you get the same wing here?
I think just
here?
Because your mind when you get there and Bo right. looks at me and goes, "We going?"
Right.
I go, "Yeah, we're going." All right, break away from the dinner. All right, you go.
All right, so I guess you're right. That comparison now when you put in and out there, because when you go and there's in and out, you go the in and out. You do. You're right. You're right. Okay. I just want to eat the Anchor Bar wings at least once.
Well, if you ever go up there,
I just have no plans on going to Buffalo.
Did you order the DJ Khaled wings yet?
No. I didn't know he had a place till you said that yesterday.
Mm. Another wing. I'm sure it's great.
Another one.
Oh, God.
By the way, the NFL is stealing the Christmas Day from the NBA. You know that, right?
Oh.
Fully stealing it. They just announced
no
just
respect.
Now a 4:30 matchup. Early Christmas present for the NFL. Broncos and Rams. Christmas Day, 4:30 p.m. on CBS and Hollywood Nickelodeon.
We like the slime games.
Don't they have a couple games that day?
There's a triple header that
Christmas
day for the
alone.
NFL.
That's the NBA's day.
They have a 1, a 4, and an 8. They've only announced the 4 so far.
They decided.
They stole that day
they said,
from the NBA.
So they're going, all right, so you got Thanksgiving, and now the NBA is going, you got Thanksgiving, you got your 3 games, everybody leaves you alone. You've got it from 12 to almost midnight. It's your show. Family's there all day.
Does it make a difference that this year Christmas Day is on a Sunday?
It's their day. It's NBA's day.
I know, but it's a Sunday.
Well, don't they have a full slate of games then?
Oh, yeah. NBA's not going away. Were they going to lose?
No, but wouldn't the NFL,
oh, no.
if Christmas
NFL
is on a Sunday?
Have a full slate? You're right.
I didn't realize it was on a Sunday.
Yeah,
I didn't know it too.
I just read underneath it that it's on a Sunday, Christmas Day. Wow, you're right. Then they must have a full slate.
Texter says Le'Veon
yeah, but
was
they'll
thinking
have Saturday
with his Koch.
Games.
Tell you what.
We got to go to break.
Everybody's Koch can get you. You guys are very creative. I want
to
laugh. I want
to
laugh so bad.
Straight to the gutter.
Just want to laugh so bad. Hey, by the way, I know we've been talking about the Marlins and this rough road trip and losing all these tight ball games, but I have some good news. When they finish up with the Diamondbacks, they're coming back home to take on the Brewers Friday
Saturday and Sunday, and then bring out the pots and pans. It's time to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the Marlins 1997 World Series Championship. You can come on out there. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of giveaways. Fans are encouraged to throw it back with the teal and pinstripe Marlins gear. Grab your tickets today, marlins.com/tickets. We also have Beer Fest going on Saturday as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Try all those different ice cold beers they're going to have for you out there. Just really cool stuff, man. All the craft brews with your friends at the ball game. They've got some really cool specials going. They're going to have a lot of souvenir sampling mugs there. You must be 21 years of age or older to purchase. But I'll tell you what, man, between that and having all the players, and hopefully a lot of those guys will be able to come back. And it was a fun team to cover back in 1997. So if you want to be part of that, with the Brewers coming to town, visit marlins.com/tickets today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.